Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Next with the Louisville Improvisers.
All right, yeah, let's just park here. No, we can park here. This looks like, yeah,
they'll be here by that pony.
Okay guys, I see it. I'll right. Park. Would you just back off?
All right, well,
you've been backseat driving the entire way out here.
Just put down your phone.
Okay
just drive right now.
I'm driving. I'm parking.
Don't fucking text, don't check the scores, just park.
Mets are up.
See any other cars?
This is the place, right?
Well, yeah, this is a place, but that's, what is that? Like a,
that's like a wagon.
Yeah,
it's like a fucking wagon. And is it a pony or a dog?
I mean, a mule.
A really small pony or a big dog.
How long a set do they want from us?
They told us we're like featured. I mean, we got like,
are 40, we wandering?
No. We're on. They assured
Look,
me.
Do you have the contract?
Yeah, I've got
Pull
it.
Pull it out of the fanny pack.
I've got it here. No, I pulled it out earlier from the fanny pack.
Well, yeah.
It says we are to do a 160-minute show on the main stage.
Wait, 60?
A 60-minute show. You signed it. There's your name.
I thought it was 45. 60's fine. I mean, we'll just add another game. That's fine.
Well, hey, look. Look at that. Look over there.
No, there's no way.
He's out here. Look,
dude,
that's Barrett.
In fucking Eminence, Kentucky, it's Barrett. Hey, Barrett.
Chris.
Hey, Daddy-O.
Alex.
Come on over. Lift your visor. Come talk to us.
Yeah. Quit.
We can't hear you. Lift up your visor.
Yeah. But, Barrett, are you doing a gig here, too?
Well, yeah. I'm just kind of walking around.
Okay. You
know, sword fighting. Just kind of walking around sword fighting.
Are you fight directing here?
No.
Oh, you're just sword fighting.
I'm just sword fighting.
Okay, you know what? Exactly. Why wouldn't you?
Just on his own, wandering around. Look at all these damsels.
Yeah.
Wenches. There are no cars here. How did all these people get here?
Well, maybe they took the wagon. I mean, you could probably get like 12.
Wagon pulled. I don't know, man. I'm feeling judgy, and I'm getting excited. I'm getting too excited.
Well, here's the deal, dude. I mean, the only reason why I did it, they guarantee this. We're getting like fucking $1,500.
Are you guys doing the main stage?
Yeah.
The one by the mud pit.
The one.
They have mud. Yeah, they have like the Jester mud wrestling guy.
Okay, well, I think we're going on after him.
Well, probably.
Well, I mean, we're not. No, I'm not working with that guy again. I mean,
everything's you go way back with that guy.
Well,
is that the one, the guy named Felix that you used to talk about?
Look, we both went to clown college together.
Okay.
And I said, look, dude, I mean, clown college, it's great. You could do it. I mean, apparently, you know, Ringling Brothers is your dream. It's not mine. I just did it to sharpen my improv skills.
You audited, didn't you?
Yeah, no, I didn't give him any money. Are you kidding me? No, I was there for like, you know, 2.5 days.
Yeah.
Which is a day and a half longer than you're supposed to audit, but...
It's really hot down there in Sarasota.
Well, I was just going to say, dude, I'm in Sarasota. I didn't know anybody.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, I'll hang out with Felix for a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's just say it's... Shit, he's here?
Yeah, he's big time here.
He's a jester.
He's the official jester?
Yeah, it's his face painted on that wagon.
Don't even tell me that's how we got this fucking gig.
Yeah, I think he was the one that actually suggested you guys.
Well, yeah, see, we should have talked to Barrett, because Barrett knows everybody at the Renaissance Fair. Jesus. All right, guys.
Are we going to do this?
No, we're going to do it. I mean, it's $1,500.
But here's my concern.
Yeah.
Is it $1,500 in cash or like chickens or...
Wait a minute. Let me look.
Check the contract. You know what? This shit.
Yeah.
I'm not going down this road again.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, guys.
It's hops or something.
Yeah.
It's $1,500 in an assortment of coins.
Oh, God.
livestock.
I'm not doing it.
This is bullshit.
Yeah, fuck this shit.
You signed this contract, Chris.
Well, I saw $1,500. I mean, that's like a million.
Damn it.
But look, we don't have to do the gig.
Different kind of textiles, I think.
Yeah, also. Yeah. Brocades. Is that what that is? Yeah.
Brocades, yes.
Hey, well, here's the deal. We don't have to go on for another 5 hours, so let's just...
Well, you know, you guys can enjoy the fresh made homemade soap.
Early. Hey, let's go get a little mead. There's a tent over there. Can we get some mead?
Yeah, let's talk
to Barrett.
Let's, you know what? Hey, Barrett, this is actually a good thing we ran into Barrett.
Oh, yeah?
Barrett Cooper, ladies and gentlemen, producing artistic director of Savage Rose Classical Theater Company, who, I don't want to tell tales out of school, is reprising his role as King Lear this summer in Shakespeare in the Park.
Yes.
That's right. And, you know, I might as well throw in there that there are some cast changes coming with that production this summer.
Alec, that cast was perfect. There's changes?
You know what? I know what you're thinking.
It can't be done.
And it can be done. We're going to step it up a little this summer as
co-director. That's right. Well, yes, actually, Alec is the director of it. I mean, my name was just on there to be nice, but...
Thank you for saying that, Barrett.
No, thank you. And, you know, even though Brian doesn't believe that to this day.
Right. I believe what I believe.
Well.
No.
I'm going to go to the bathroom right now.
That's
right. Back.
All right. Well, let's just sit here with Barrett. Hey, dude.
Sit under here, under this tree.
Now, wait a minute. I'm going to get back to those cast changes.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. So, Barrett, what can we expect this summer?
Well, I mean, a few of the people were not going to be available to redo it from the March show.
Wow.
And so we're going to have to recast The Fool. And we went, you know, I hate
Felix?
To say it, but we went the easy route. We went with you, Chris.
First of all, I didn't see that coming. Second of all, I'm honored.
A little bit of a curveball.
That was a curveball in the dirt, and I swung at it. if we can use some baseball analogies.
Which are always good.
Which are always good. I grew up on them.
Well, this is exciting.
You know what? And first of all, Barrett, God, Let me check my calendar.
Sure. Sure.
Pull it up there on your phone.
Yeah, let me just pull it. You know what?
What do you have going on? What else do you have going on that month?
I've got the Spina Fibida Telethon, and that's...
But we can cover that if you need to take a couple hours off. That's like a 48-hour thing, right?
It's a whole weekend. Well, we were scheduled for the opening number.
We're doing a number?
Hey, you guys talking about the spina bifida thing?
Yeah, the number.
Yeah, we got the plaster cast in at the manor. They want us to use those in the opening number.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Yeah. Well, we're trying to get Todd because we're going to do a whole kind of fucking polka thing.
Right, but they want us to do them in the casts.
Well, no, that's the whole point.
I know.
It's going to be like, and I'm not going to say, it's not a total lift, but I'm going to say it's sort of a Mel Brooks-ish. Think the producers in a wheelchair.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
but with dignity. We're not mocking.
Well,
No.
Respectfully.
No.
Respectful. And here's the thing. Dignified.
Yeah. With dignity.
And did you realize that they're calling us back? We're going to do the closing, too.
Well, that's where it... But no, first of all, Barrett, yes, I'm in. I want to play The Fool.
I'm loving it. I think you'd be great.
And actually, it's weird, but thank you. Thank you. Obviously, that's a huge challenge for me. This is my year of doing different things. Mm-hmm. I did a musical earlier this year.
Mm-hmm. Sunday in the Park with George. Did you see it, Barrett?
I did. Yeah. It was stunning.
Yeah, his Surratt was beautiful.
Yes.
I cried.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, because you told me that night it was allergies, but okay.
Well, you know.
I'm sorry I missed. I mean,
You weren't there?
Did you record it?
Well, yeah, I have it on. Yeah, no, I have it on.
We have it on beta.
Yeah, I was just gonna say.
I'll plug it. I'll watch it at the Manor.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's on.
I'm glad you got recorded.
Yeah.
Obviously, Brian, you haven't been to the South Wing lately because it's on a loop.
I don't go in the summer. I know
it's a little hot down there, but we've
got that southern sun.
That's why. When was the last time you were at the Manor, my friend?
I've seen pictures.
Okay. Yeah, we got to have him out.
Yeah, really, because we've got the, you know, the whole gymnasium.
Yeah,
that we had
built. Love it.
Not that you need to work out, but it wouldn't hurt.
Is that why you're fighting today?
Yeah, I'm sweating off a couple of LBs.
Well, what's the fight? You're not doing a mud wrestling thing.
No, it's a la the mud wrestling. I'm sword fighting myself.
Oh.
I'm doing a sword fight.
I'm trying to save a couple of bucks and not hire another actor. I got you.
Well,
buddy.
I mean, it's kind of a psychological drama.
Oh. So it's sort of an internal battle.
Man against self.
Yeah. Yes. Well, God, yeah. Who hasn't been there?
Ego versus id.
You know. Nice try, Alec. Yeah. And for those of you listening, Alec waved his hand and said, not him. But even people listening know that it's just bullshit. So, we should order something from this wench.
She's kind of hovering.
She is. I mean, you know, look,
what
trust
do they
me.
Even have a
I mean, I trust me, I don't mind hovering cleavage, but I'm sorry?
I'd like a flagon of
honeymead.
Honeymead would be good. Yes.
For everybody?
Yes.
Around. Yeah, for everybody.
And a shot of dragon's breath.
On the side?
Do you have any diet honeymead?
Really, dude, it's a Renaissance Come fair, on. Okay? I mean, it's just one afternoon.
What? Embarrassing. Just because I like to take care of myself.
Well, we all do, but it's just a Renaissance. You know, come on, man.
All right, fine.
When it's a fair.
Well, you know, Damaris has me on this diet.
I'm gluten free.
Yes, well, we're talking about that. I didn't know she was going to be coming up with diets for us.
Well, that wasn't the original plan. But she looks great, and I mean, she's a serious person.
So let's get back to Barrett.
Okay, well, let's get back to Barrett. And
fine.
Well, you know.
First of all, I mean, he's first of all, Alec, he's fucking sitting right there.
I know.
Okay?
All I'm saying is that every time we wander off, and I brought it up, and I apologize for bringing up Damaris, because ever since you guys broke up last week.
Right.
It's been awkward.
It's been really awkward. I own that.
You guys broke up.
Well, he and Damaris.
Did you have a thing?
It was a thing.
I didn't know you had a thing.
It was a thing.
It was a brief.
Well, I don't know, Barrett, if you realize this, but we had Damaris out to the summer house.
And for those people, longtime listeners, Chef Damaris Phillips from Southern and Heart on the Food Network. She's an old friend of mine, and we had her out to the manor, and she fell in love.
Wow.
And loved.
Yeah.
And she hasn't left.
Yeah.
Well, it's
we're actually filming her show there now in the kitchen.
Yeah. All of her shows are being filmed out there.
Right.
At the summer house.
Yeah, at the summer house, by the lake.
Mm-hmm.
It's understandable.
But, hey, Barrett, this is good. I think this was actually fortuitous.
Okay.
So rumor has it that you're leaving town. You got another gig?
Yeah. I am going to be the chair of the theater department at the Idlewild Arts Academy. In Idlewild, California. It's one of three arts boarding schools in the United States.
One of three? Well, obviously they're not as good as Idlewild, but what are the other two? Just
Interlaken.
Oh, is that the one near the prison?
No. I mean, Ypsilanti? I don't know.
Oh, it's
no,
in
it's
Michigan.
Somewhere. It's way, way, way up in Michigan.
Okay.
Way up by Traverse
UP?
City.
No, it's not in the UP.
But no, it's where you used to be on the radio up there in Traverse City. Remember
that? Oh!
That's why it's familiar
okay,
to you.
Yes, well, they okay, got the fudge. Yeah, those were some dark days. But no, now I know exactly what
you're
talking
One of the affiliates up there?
Yeah.
Carried your show?
Yeah, for a brief period.
Your countdown show?
Yeah. The countdown with Chris? Yeah.
Right, when you guys were trying to challenge Casey Kasem's.
Right. Oh, by the way, that was sad, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Well, here's the deal, man. I've wandered off plenty of times. Nobody came looking for me.
Well, because you don't have a gene in your life.
Right. Everybody needs a gene.
Well, okay, first of all, been there, done that is all I'm going to say.
Hey, let's.
I had a gene in my life before he had a gene.
Can we just refer to wife number three? Do you remember her?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah. That's okay, though, man.
No, you're good. Jesus, guys. You got to bring that shit up again.
No, it's okay.
I mean, it's especially touchy here at the Renaissance Fair because that's actually where we met originally. But anyway, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So anyway, I'm going to be I'm leaving town. I'll be going out there the end of August after we do King Lear with the Shakespeare community
Partners.
Yeah, production? Partners. Yes, the Shakespeare community partners.
Right. Well, I have one objection. I heard something about. It's just a personal objection, especially now that it turns out I'm going to be involved.
Yeah.
Because I heard something about there's three professional productions and then the other ones. Well, aren't they all?
Sure, they all.
Are professional, right?
Yeah.
Which ones are you talking about?
Well, I just heard that reference. Well, there's three.
Oh, are you talking about the Shakespeare?
Kentucky Shakespeare.
The community?
Well, I guess there's three professional, which I guess they're talking about.
Well, if they're talking about Walden Theater, those are students.
Oh, that's correct. Walden, God, that place is still in business?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay, because I haven't taught there for a while. I mean, I used to get called all the time.
Well, did you change your number?
No, it's been the same number for a few years. I mean, my email's changed. Maybe that's a problem.
Things are cyclical, Chris.
You're right.
I don't get as much work there as I used to either.
No. You're right.
What's it like over there? I don't know.
I mean, it's good. I was actually just there the other day dropping off some flyers for the Louisville Improvisers family camp.
Right.
When
is that happening again? That's happening tomorrow, isn't
it? It starts
tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah, we're starting our family.
Which is Sunday, the, what, 21st?
Yeah.
The solstice.
And this is actually in my role as artistic director and head of the Louisville Improvisers Training Center.
Okay.
I've taught children, and like I said, I used to teach at Walden a lot more. And forgive me, I apologize to anybody that works there. I just hadn't heard from anybody. So if you guys are in business, that's fantastic. They do a lot of great work. Most of my kids go to Blue Apple or Stage One, but that's fine. God, that reminds me. What time is it?
It's 11.
Shit. All right. I got to pick up a kid. But anyway, I'll be back before the show. We're doing a family improv camp.
As long as you didn't leave it in the back seat.
Oh.
Was that a horrible story?
That was a horrible story.
Terrible.
And that's the thing about it. No, dude, I thought about that. And actually, I've gotten left behind, but thank God.
Yeah.
It was deliberate, not accidental. Well, no, it was one of those. I mean, they gave me a coat.
Yeah.
And, $5. And I was right near a payphone.
Was that your stepdad?
No, it was my real dad.
Your real dad? Okay.
Yeah, it was fucking Harry Anger. Yeah. Yeah, same guy.
Wow.
It
was back during the 70s, right?
Yeah, well, and I'm sure he wouldn't mind me telling a little few tales out of school, yeah. Harry liked to have a couple of cocktails back in the day.
Got it, yeah.
So I'm not even sure he knew what state we were in, but anyway.
We knew what state he was in.
Yeah. Anyway, we're doing a family improv camp tomorrow.
Yeah. Right. The whole family.
And that's the thing, because, like I said, we do teach kids, teens, adults, but I got a request from somebody, it came through the switchboard. At the manor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And she's like, well, what about a family thing? What if, the children and the parents want to improvise together? Mm-hmm. Were you interested in doing something like that? And I said, well, you know what? Sure. Because for the first time, and I think, as a longtime improviser, we all know this, usually you have to choose between family or improv,
mm-hmm.
which
mm-hmm.
is why most of us have spent a lot of our time single.
Crashing and burning,
relationships, yeah.
Don't get me started.
I'm not going to. It's a sore spot for all of us. So mm-hmm. I thought, you know what? Finally, you no longer have to choose. By the time this episode airs, it'll be over. But I think hopefully we're going to make it an ongoing thing.
Mm-hmm.
Family, 5:30 to 7:30 at the Bardstown.
All right.
And I think it's going to be great. You can get up if you want, and it's $30 a family.
Is that dinner included?
You know what? That's an excellent question. The answer is no. Dinner is not included. $30 bucks covers our end.
Right.
Appetizers
You're
are
on
up
your
to
own.
You.
Yeah.
But
that's like if you have one kid or eight, it's $30.
And that's the thing, right? Yeah. So this is going to be a little bit of an experiment,
So that's pretty cool, though.
It's a great deal. It's a bargain.
And who defines family now? You?
Well, yeah. Depending on how the evening goes, I may end up defining family. Yes.
Right.
I mean, if I got an orphan walking in there,
yep,
we can be his family for that night, for those 2 hours. As long as the kid's got $30.
Why not?
I mean, the thing about us is that who am I to judge? And who are we to judge?
Exactly.
I'm not God.
Finally, you've said it.
Yeah, we have it digitally recorded.
But back to Barrett.
But anyway, so Barrett.
Yeah.
Dude, no, this is pretty exciting news.
Yeah, I'm going out.
I mean, wait, so you're going across the country.
Yeah, I'm going all the way to California, sure.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, it's energizing.
Yeah.
A little scary.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm ready for the change.
Yeah.
I'm ready for a new change. I've been at the Fraser for 10 years.
Fraser
History Museum.
Right.
And this has come along. I've been out there for the past 6 years, I guess. Doing the summer academy. We're going into our 7th this summer. And
Alec, you go out there.
I go out there with Barrett.
Okay.
I'm leaving, but I'm not leaving until the day after. I'm leaving on Sunday.
Are you moving too?
No, I'm not moving.
Oh.
No, we're going out to do a 3-week camp.
Yeah, I do. But guys,
Alec's coming back.
I'm coming back.
No, are you coming back?
Yeah, I'm coming back. Okay.
Yeah, that wasn't the impression I got.
All right. Hey,
this is awkward.
Yeah.
We got to cancel those
auditions. Just remember,
shit.
We're going to cancel this audition.
Wait a minute. Wait.
No, the way I heard it was a package.
No, guys, I never said that I was going out. You're already auditioning other people to take my place?
Well, no, they haven't had the audition.
Fine, then.
Something in backstage.
Fine.
Well, no, that's what the ad said.
I'm going to the bathroom.
All right, just, I mean, what a hothead. Jesus. I think, he needs to get his prostate looked at. But anyway.
Thinking something about that. It was the second time since he's gotten here. Yes, sir.
He had
his honey beer. Yeah.
His honey.
Yeah.
No. See, look, we'll talk to you about this because obviously you can't talk to Alec about this. I mean, I thought it was a package deal.
He's touching. No. No, not yet.
Not yet.
No, not yet. Well, I mean, everything's a yet, isn't it? I mean,
well, you're right because there are no real certainties in life.
No.
So, anyway.
So it's possible that he will be ending up there with you.
You might be ending up there with me.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Okay. Well, first of all,
we could all do a Laverne and Shirley thing.
Totally.
Just all pack up and move to California.
Squiggy and Lenny.
Yeah.
The big pack up our old kit bags.
Yes.
That's it. Perfect.
Because I hear that, and this is what I've heard because I talk to a lot of kids.
You do. And that's another thing we need to address.
And first of all, every time this comes up, first of all, Brian, I resent the implication.
Okay. I'm just saying it's unsolicited. And you know that.
Well, I...
And you're talking at them so much more than with them.
Well, I think what you're talking about more than... I mean,
your
it's more
whispers.
Of a... No, I don't whisper in their ear. Unless I'm giving
you
them...
You whisper in the bushes.
Okay, first of all, that is bullshit. I was taking a leak. How am I supposed to stop the kid from wandering in the bushes when I'm taking a fucking leak?
There were warning cries. Yeah.
From me.
Yes.
I don't need that.
You don't need that, no.
All right. So Chris, you were talking to the kids.
Yeah.
Right. And I heard that do you guys, because I'm not really familiar with the curriculum out there, do you teach improvisation?
There is some improvisation,
yeah.
Yes.
Kind of Yeah, that's what I heard. There was some.
Some, yes.
Like there could be more and there could be better. Which is what I heard.
There always can be.
Okay.
And, you know, and believe me, you guys are at the top of the list.
First of all, I don't know. I feel like I'm just basking in it. Thank you.
Well, you should. You should.
Thank you. Because, I mean, we'll go anywhere and do anything just to teach improvisation.
Mm-hmm. Well.
And spread the gift.
It's always for the kids.
We have a satellite group out there, don't we?
We did. You know what? I need to. Yeah, because we had a in Temecula. Yeah, we had a.
Yeah. They're still up and running? I haven't checked the board lately.
I have not talked to Rodney in months. Jesus.
We gotta check in.
Well, I heard he moved to Hemet, so I need to double check with that.
Right down the road. Exactly. An easy 25-minute drive.
And I don't know if Alex told you, I spent quite a bit of time out in that part of the country. I have family out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, he's not there anymore. They live, we're not as close as where the hell they live now. They lived in Riverside and they lived in Victorville for a while.
Okay. The Inland Empire.
Yes, it is. Yes, yes, yes. And
where the orange groves are.
Right. And I used to. When you're out there, do you go to Riverside? Did you know that they still have a.
No.
Well, then
I go through Riverside sometimes.
Yeah, on your way to
usually
where.
Usually to go see a Dodgers game.
Do you want a turkey leg?
Actually, dude, I would love one.
Barrett.
I like that rack of ribs.
Oh, all right. It's all. I got it all.
Thanks.
Oh, did we get a voucher? Did we get a voucher or something?
Well, yeah, we got some drink coupons. We got some grog coupons.
You got a booklet.
Hey, give me what you got.
Let me get it out of the bag.
Is there any whole wheat bread or anything in there?
No, Jesus Christ. You get a trencher.
Yeah. Here, I'll be
back.
Yeah,
take that. Brian,
bathroom's over. It's that third tree on the left.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, just take the whole
just in case.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, so we're talking about California still?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I was going to ask, is the Riverside Pilot still there?
Oh, I don't know.
Because whenever I visited, I used to go every summer.
There's the Lake Elsinore
right.
somebody's. I can't
right.
remember
and then
who.
San and Bernardino.
They're like the Padres. Class A.
I think there is a team in Riverside, though.
There was.
I don't know if it's the
Pilots. Not the Pilots anymore?
Because the Air Force Base is right there.
Right.
Right. Well, and also the HBO Seattle Farm Club.
Yeah,
I don't know if you can guess.
Seattle Pilots haven't been around since 1970.
Seven.
77?
70.
When did they become the Rangers?
Oh, that's when the Seattle Rangers?
Hey, you guys.
No, the Seattle Pilots became the Texas Rangers.
Hey, Brian, hold up. 72. Hold up, Brian. Hold on.
Yeah,
hold
that's
up.
What I thought.
Brian, hold up.
No, I'll go. You guys keep talking. I got to go talk to Brian real quick.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, anyway, you know, I just wanted to apologize.
For what?
Because, you know, they get a little self-obsessed, the two of them.
But, hey, they're improvisers.
Yeah, but I think it's a little more than that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think it is?
Well, ever since they found out that they were half-brothers, there's been a little bit of an issue there.
They didn't know that?
No, they didn't know.
Everybody knows that.
Everybody in town knows it. Yeah, I know. But I kept it from them for a long time.
Alec.
Well, I didn't feel like they were ready for it. So, but then the news got out because Kari Strange was over. And, you know, she's working the switchboard now.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, we needed somebody with a big voice. So she was working the switchboard, and she actually said something to Brian. And then Brian was brooding for like a week, didn't say a word to anybody. We didn't know what the hell was going on. You know, he didn't even emerge from the East Wing.
This before or after the Damaris incident?
It was before.
Oh, okay.
Before. And I think partially about that was the Damaris, that he jumped into that relationship with both feet. So.
Here we go. Rubber ball. Here's your trencher.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Ribs for you.
Thank you.
Sir. And
thank
I got you. Chris.
Where's Chris?
He's back. He got into a dispute back there, of course.
He wanted a dispute.
Yeah, he wanted ranch and blue cheese, and the coupon didn't. And it's a whole thing. He'll be back. I'm gonna leave his turkey leg here and his turkey leg there.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't feel like him.
Hey guys, shit. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
Here's your turkey leg. I put.
Oh,
it there.
Thank you, Daddy. Oh, yeah. Guess who I just ran into?
Who?
Felix.
Oh man.
Boy.
Was he already muddy?
Yeah, I didn't. Well, that's why I didn't recognize him at first. You know, I was taking a leak behind the tree, and all of a sudden I saw the dirt.
Are we supposed to do that here?
Yeah.
I think so.
That's what the sign said.
I think so. All right. So anyway, I saw the mud move, and I realized it was a guy.
You heard his motley.
And I'm like, wait, he was on the ground. I don't know if he was napping or bending over and tying his shoe.
So you were actually pissing on him?
His direction.
Okay.
Well, it's pretty well known around Eminence that he has narcolepsy.
Oh.
Fatal flaw.
You know what? That's why he's in Eminence. I mean, you cannot.
Well, no offense.
Well, no. Eminence is
no.
Wonderful.
It's nothing against Eminence.
That.
No, but there's a large narcoleptic community out here.
It catches.
It's a support
network. It's contagious.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You didn't know that.
It is.
I had no idea.
It's airborne.
Mm-hmm.
It can't get into the bloodstream, but it can get into the respiratory.
Oh. Yeah. Ooh, this is information I could have used earlier.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, I pretended I didn't know it was him.
Okay, good.
Because I don't need that.
Yeah.
And he just sort of wandered off, accosted somebody else. All right, Barrett. So back to you. So what's going to happen now? You've got a long history in this community. That's a huge leap. And what's going to happen, first of all, with the Savage Rose?
Well, we're talking about, hopefully it's going to go on.
Really?
Yeah. We're talking to the board of directors and a few of the company members to see about having it move on.
So is Once the rumor
you birth
true?
A thing,
yeah.
You can't shove it back up in there.
And God knows I've tried.
Yeah. Yeah. So then this is making a lot of sense to me, that that bald, naked play for power that people have been making for the AD job at Savage Rose now.
It's been a little bloody.
Yeah.
Has it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bloodier than usual?
I have stayed out of it.
Well, that's your job to stay out of it, but, you know.
But I have gotten wind.
Yeah.
You've heard tell?
I've heard tell that there was a mighty meeting.
Okay. Now, first of all, I don't usually do this, but I think just for the sake of the podcast, we need to get a little more specific.
Oh, sure.
Let's start naming.
Please do,
names.
Because I don't know.
I'll just say it.
Brian, you were...
Brian, you were there, weren't you?
Yeah, you were at the meeting.
Monty Pretty
has
a surprisingly brutal viewpoint. I think I can just leave it at that.
Okay.
Wow.
First of all, I mean, it's always that guy.
Yeah.
And then by him, I mean back. The nice, quiet guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what name I keep hearing coming up?
Mm-hmm.
Dawn G.
Oh, no. She's doing Shakespeare again?
Again. Yeah, she's back. Well, she did. She graduated from the RSC training
program. It's contagious, I tell you.
Papa John is interested?
Yeah. Schnatter.
Oh, no. Schnatter's going to... Oh, he wants to take it... Well, then it's going to be Papa John Savage Rose.
Right.
Or Savage Rose Papa John. Those are the details
okay,
we work
so,
out.
No,
so, Savage well, Papa.
Savage Papa John.
Yeah, that's what I've always heard.
Well, I heard he was.
Yeah.
And so he's going to translate it to classical theater.
Mm-hmm.
Quite possibly.
Yeah.
Okay. Seamlessly.
Well.
I've got no horse in this.
Nothing.
Right? No, Brian.
Well, Brian, you've done some shows for him. I thought maybe you'd like to throw your hat in the ring.
Obviously, Barrett can't speak to this.
Yeah.
Without, because he obviously has to let the... You know, the dust
board.
Settle.
Right, and the board of directors make
with
that decision,
all my
correct?
Responsibilities at the manor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know where my heart lies.
In improv.
I think I do. I think I do.
The other stuff, sure. Okay, Prospera Fund. Oh, yay.
And by the way, congratulations on that.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Very,
get me
very well
into
done.
An ABC.
Right.
With this guy sitting here under this tree with me, sharing a turkey leg.
Mm-hmm.
My brother.
It's magic on stage. It is.
There's no place else I'd rather be.
And by the way, you know, since we're speaking so freely, back at you.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, I just watch you two weave your magic on stage, you know, every time we do a show. And
it's like figure skating.
It is. It's like the compulsories, you know, which they don't show you on TV. Remember that? They had to trace the eights and the figures.
Yes.
Right, which I always thought was the most fascinating part of it.
You have to go out of your way to find that. Now.
I think of it, ice skating, sure, but almost synchronized swimming.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Yeah, because we're in the pool together, that nice, warm.
And there's always the potential of drowning.
Well.
Did you say drowning?
Yeah, I did.
Wow. That's impressive.
Thank you.
It's always a little warm in the pool with you. A little warmer than it used
well,
to
it's,
be.
It's those patches of warmth.
There are pockets of warmness. And once again, Brian, I resent the implication that I'm the only one.
It could be anybody's.
Well, that's why you're cleaning the pool, though, isn't it?
Well, I'm taking it upon myself.
He's cleaning the pool because he wants Damaris to see him in his shorts.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, my brother.
Okay. Hey, I didn't lose all this weight for nothing, okay? You know? I mean, and by the way, You know, since I've been working out, frankly, wearing a shirt is too cumbersome.
What are you benching now?
I'm up to 312.
All right. God. You know, it's not a six pack there. That's an eight pack.
No, it's a seven pack.
That's a wolf pack.
It's a jet pack. So Barrett, are you going to be directing shows out there?
Yeah, I have to direct three of the four shows out there. I'll be teaching how many classes? Two, three, four, something like that. Three classes, and then in charge of the adjunct faculty. And
so head of the theater department. What does that actually encompass? I mean, in terms
the school has got regular academics in the morning for the students, and there's around 300 students. They have their regular high school classes.
9 to 12.
Nine to one.
Oh, I mean grades.
Nine to 12. And then...
All the way back to one.
Yeah. It's just... you said it earlier.
It's a rigorous program.
You said it earlier. It's a cycle. Yeah.
So nine classes. Grades 9 through 12. Yeah. Classes
in the
from
morning,
9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And
gotcha.
Then...
lunch.
Yeah.
Nice
yoga.
Lunch. Yeah,
well, nice stretching. One.
Cafeteria is pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can attest to that.
He can attest
to
that.
Yeah, okay, but we're actually talking to Barrett right now.
And then from 2 to 6, 2 to 6.30, is it? Yeah, 2 to 6.30, there is the arts classes and rehearsals. Mm-hmm. And then they have a dinner. And then there's another hour that you can do some extra rehearsal or work on until 8.30. Then they have to be at study hall from 8:30 to 10, and then lights out at 10:30.
Gee, that's pretty rigorous, man.
It's incredibly rigorous, and it is. I mean, it's pretty serious business. I'm a serious guy.
Well, you are a serious guy. Now, do you have to audition?
Yes, you do have to audition to get into it. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, you have to audition.
Is that fairly competitive? I guess, I mean, if there's only three of these high schools in the country, then I guess you're getting people from all across the country.
I don't know exactly where this group is. A lot are from California, of course, and,
right.
and around the West Coast.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure there is a young lady from South Korea, actually.
Oh.
Who was in it. But there have been kids from England. There have been kids from Alaska, and from all over.
Seems like the Alaska kids would go to Michigan, but that's cool. I mean, it's a beautiful part of California.
Oh yeah,
well, it snows up there.
Well, you're up in the mountains.
Yeah,
right?
So snows a little bit. It snows, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah,
like every 10 years, it'll snow like 2 feet, and that's usually when my wife comes out.
Okay, we'll just let that one.
It's let's a just give the egg situation.
Yeah. No, it's just that.
Let's just give a mighty shout
out.
How
old are your kids now? It's getting colder.
I felt the winter frost just roll in. Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh. Here in.
That sounds really nice.
Yeah,
that sounds like a really nice setup.
It does.
Especially when you think that you don't have to start teaching till 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But of course, then there's the administrative
stuff
that you got to deal with. So
you got a lot more administrative responsibilities in this position than you would normally, wouldn't you? Or not?
To a certain degree, yeah.
We have a lot of committees that you have to be on, and things.
Yeah, you got to be on committees. You got to once or twice a semester. You got to work a shift in the dorms. So the
what do you mean,
dorm
like
parents
overnight,
can get
you mean?
No. It's like a 6-hour shift on a Sunday or something like that.
Oh, well, just make sure they don't kill each other and set fire to the place.
Yes, yeah, which is a very, very scary proposition out there because it is so dry. And they're very wary of the...
You guys had a fire last year, as a matter of fact. Didn't you have to evacuate?
Yes, we did. Yeah. On the Wednesday before we opened on Friday. Didn't get to do the show.
That's cruel.
Yeah.
So that show is scrapped.
Show is scrapped, unfortunately, because it would just be too much to
get the whole gang back together.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we could probably do it.
I would love for you guys to come out.
I mean,
and you know what? We were doing Shakespeare's Titus Andronicus.
Oh. Well,
Chris has done it before.
And
yeah, I did Titus, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We were doing it as a comedy.
Is there any other
Well, I'm sorry. It's not.
That's what I've been asking.
Right.
And apparently there's a lot of people that do not think it's very funny.
Well, they don't know what they're doing. I mean, to me...
Well, they haven't read the script.
Well, I
they've just read the synopses.
Right, or maybe they saw the...
Sis.
Yeah.
The Julie Taymor movie?
That's right. I was thinking mm-hmm. Julie Taymor. Was it Julie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Our old friend Julie?
Yeah.
Oh, there was a message from her for you.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
On the machine. It was on the machine.
Kari, yeah, no.
I heard it.
Kari took it.
Well, no,
I've been... Wrote it down?
Yeah. She wrote it down.
She wants her puppet back.
Yeah.
Well, she can't have it back.
It's well, the whole entire South Wing is built around it.
No, I mean, she left it.
Yeah, she did.
And now what, like years, what, 2-3 years?
Three.
Wait, three.
There's got to be some law, puppet law.
Well, isn't like...
Not... Right of ownership?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eminent domain?
Years. Yeah, the puppet goes to the...
goes to the...
To the
to
owner.
To the builder.
Yeah. Well, that's... what was the message?
I want my puppet back.
That's about her, man.
Kari wrote
what
Kari can do.
So that's her translation of what Julie actually said.
Yeah, she may have said something completely
different. She might have said,
want puppet.
Must need puppet back.
I have a job for you.
I have a job for you. Yeah. I was wrong, and I apologize. So was that in the note?
It's something about turn off the dark.
Well, yeah. Okay, we don't have time for that story, but... First of all, let me just say this.
Get it out there.
I'm not getting any of my residuals for that show.
I know.
She is.
And I got to tell you, a third of those royalties are mine.
Where did she get the idea, Chris?
Hello.
Look no further than this mm-hmm. tree.
That's right.
Yeah.
I remember.
It was your Spidey pajamas that you were wearing that time. It was your Spider-Man pajamas you had on. She was there. What were we having on?
Well,
we were having...
Hot chocolate.
You're having hot chocolate.
And schnapps.
Hot chocolate and schnapps, our special Saturday night thing. And she came in the room, and I had my spider pajamas on. And I said, hey, Julie, turn off the dark.